Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sean Bajani in for Sean Pendergast. He's Seth Payne.
Time for the Pettycast, Sean. This is usually Sean Pendergast Dojo. So this is the Pettycast, loosely defined. We just celebrate the pettiness in the sports world, and including sometimes what we're feeling petty about, or sometimes we just admire pettiness from afar.
Mm-hmm.
I do enjoy this type of stuff. Pablo Torre has been the guy who's kind of been leading the charge and doing a lot of the hard-hitting investigation into Bill Belichick's girlfriend.
All of it,
which, weirdly and oddly, is a sports topic because of her involvement with the UNC football program and everything else. And yet, it feels a little bit frivolous at times. And Sean and I dabble in that frivolity. But Bill Simmons, on one of his podcasts, basically he was reviewing an old movie. I can't remember which one, some old sports movie. And part of the conversation come up where apparently there was a journalist in this movie. And Bill Simmons took it as an opportunity to criticize Pablo Torre's coverage of the Bill Belichick girlfriend situation.
Pablo Torre would have done a long podcast about Leo Farnsworth trying to practice with the team and then done a media tour about it afterwards.
Guy, bro.
I've never seen anybody dine on the stupider story for a week and a half while pretending you're a journalist. What the f*** was that?
Whoa!
Seriously.
What the
f***? Dating a girl. Oh, let me do nine shows about it.
I can't tell. Are you...
Settle the f*** down.
If this was about Jeffrey Lurie, though, would you be like, we got to get Pablo Torre on the
thing, right? Like, why are you getting him?
Right. You don't need to do a media tour about
a
fucking podcast.
It was a story that everybody was talking
about. That's
fine.
Maybe do two shows about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So this is a problem. I get it. I get criticizing Pablo Torre for going full bore into this and all. But like Bill Simmons' entire career has been forged on humorously talking about nonsensical stuff at times. Like, but I don't need to hear Bill Simmons criticizing somebody for really attacking a story or like blowing something up or anything. Pablo Torre responded and says, since you have such a strong public opinion about my work, I happen to have a few questions for you, specifically. Unless you're afraid of Pablo Torre and someone just pretending to be a journalist, of course. I haven't seen whether there's been an invitation. I feel like this is going to end up in the situation where everybody feels filthy about it, which is, oh, these guys use this as an opportunity to talk about, to get a bunch of clicks for talking about whether people should be clicking on what we're talking about
or
not.
You talk about, like, the pot calling the kettle black. You know,
yeah.
Bill Simmons having a problem with Pablo Torre. It's, whoever said there, you know, everybody was talking about this for weeks is not wrong. Whoever just said that in that clip that we played, it's not wrong. And so you're going to go all in and trying to find out every possible thing you can about Belichick, who was maybe one of the most topical media personalities at the time, too, doing his book tour. I mean, it raised really good questions that, unfortunately for the rest of us, he was not even really asked about. or certainly right. didn't answer. Yeah.
Well, no, and Pablo Torre was doing the, he was investigating the story, and it's not like, I mean, Pablo Torre is being asked to come on all these other podcasts and shows to talk about it, and it's doing everything that Bill Simmons would do in the same situation, except it's his beloved, it's Bill Simmons' beloved Bill Belichick. That's yeah. where it's fraudulent and hypocritical, is that what Bill Simmons is really upset about is that somebody is investigating a Bill Belichick story in which Bill Belichick doesn't come out looking all that pretty.
I forgot, too. Today's June 3rd. You know what that means, right?
$1 million, he can, Bill Belichick yeah. can buy himself out for $1 million.
Yeah. I mean, June 1st was the date that it went from $10 million to $1 million buyout. Yeah. So it's been 2 days, and Bill Belichick is still very much the head coach at UNC.
He ain't going nowhere. Yeah. No, Bill Simmons criticizing the media for not sticking to the more serious stuff. It feels like Jar Jar Binks addressing the whatever, the Universal Congress or whatever he did there. Like, get out of my face, Jar Jar Binks, with your demand for seriousness. Okay, this is something that I feel like a lot of Houston fans might be feeling petty about, in a good way. Like, they might be sanctimoniously enjoying this. This, as we've already discussed yesterday and today, is Scott Zolak, former New England quarterback and currently color commentator for the Patriots, but who also has a daily radio show up there in Boston, talking about the possibility of Stephon Diggs getting cut by the Patriots.
Do you think Diggs should be cut?
Do I think he should be cut?
Yeah,
no,
you.
I don't.
I do not.
I came to this show yesterday with the opinion, not opinion, but the knowledge of that it is on the table. That it is being thought of. And it's not just the boat. It's not just the boat. There's some other things that I've heard. That's all. That puts some things in question. Are you all in? Are you all in here?
Are you all in? Mm. I love this. I just love this, that the Texans might finally be the one that's screwing over the Patriots. After all these years of the Texans trying to copy and emulate or take players from the Patriots that did well with Tom Brady but weren't going to do well with anybody else.
Yeah.
I love that Stephon Diggs was on his best behavior while he was here. Nobody ever doubted or questioned whether he was all in. We didn't have any sketchy boat pink powder substance type issues like they have up there. And the all-in part, that was never really a concern. He was the consummate professional. And now, New England, which has been on this long and steady hangover from their glory days, might just be in a... Because remember, if they don't have Stephon Diggs, even if... Look, I don't think they're going to cut Stephon Diggs. And for those of you who are wondering, there's a potential way they could do it where they could void his guaranteed money. That's how it's even possible. But even if he's there, but not all in... And Mac Collins is the other receiving threat on that team with your young second-year quarterback.
Yeah.
I have a hard time thinking that Drake May is going to take giant leaps forward. If he, and remember, Stephon Diggs is also coming off an ACL at the age of 32. So I'm personally petty about this and enjoying every minute of it.
I mean, I'm enjoying it too. That was one of my first thoughts, is maybe the Texans, you know, just kind of escaped absolute disaster. But you remember... I brought this up with PC the other day, and he didn't recall this. When Stephon Diggs was a Texan in the first time that we got a chance to talk to him in the locker room last year, there was a big topic outside of football that we needed to ask him about. And we fielded, I think he fielded like maybe one question about it and poo-pooed it. Do you remember the allegations brought against him in that counter lawsuit situation where
right.
it was like some chick that was a basketball wife or whatever, like she was suing him for sex abuse and yada, yada, yada. And then he was suing her back for like
sexual abuse. It was some kind of physical violence. Yeah. And he was counter suing her for
like physical assault as well. Like he said that she punched yeah. him in the chest or
and
something
it,
like that.
And it, but it was a civil, watch. It was a civil suit. It wasn't a criminal matter, but we haven't really seen anything about it.
Right.
And that, the part where Zolak said the all-in part, it made me wonder if I think this is probably, because the Patriots would have known about the civil suit, obviously.
Yeah.
But I wonder if, Yeah, I wonder. I wonder if just even in the way he's approaching his rehab or whatever else it might be, who knows?
I only bring it up because it's another thing that compounds. You know, there's the injury. There's something else that's taking his, attention away from football, and now there's the boat and the drugs. I think it's more about that than what that piece of audio from Zolak would lead you to believe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is where the college coaches come in. Sean Pendergast loves college basketball coaches flipping out, but man... Boy, college, come playoffs time, the college baseball coaches, they are putting in a strong run. Yeah. Because there are, Tim Corbin, Vanderbilt baseball coach, I was not all that happy to talk to the media after they lost to Louisville in the NCAA tournament. And it set up a situation where they're out. but... This was Tim Corbin, and there are a couple long stretches of silence here as he fields multiple questions from the media. Just enjoy the tenseness of the silence here as Tim Corbin basically lashes out at everybody.
The potential for a second game tomorrow affect your decision as to how you go about your...
I don't give a rat's ass about a second game. All I care about is Wright State. That's it.
But, Tim, what was the issue with the offense today?
No, we didn't score enough runs. Issue?
Yeah,
human?
It was so different from the last couple weeks when...
You play playoff baseball, Aria? I mean, it's tough pitching on both sides. I mean, we're pitching hard, they're pitching hard, two good teams. You realize that, right? These are good pitchers on the mound. These are battles. We just didn't win the battle. Don't go searching for... like a lot of ancillary bullshit. It's just we didn't get the hit.
I agree with everything you said there, but the part that I felt like he went over the top is when he said you play in baseball,
yes!
Playoff baseball, Aria. Like,
yes!
You don't know what it's like. Settle down, Turbo. Right? She didn't ask the question in a way that was negative at all. She just asked what happened, which, right, it is baseball. Sometimes it's really hard to hit against good pitching. But he took that as if she was saying, I can't believe you guys didn't score any runs against good pitching.
Yeah.
And yet I celebrate the pettiness raw emotion.
I hate when coaches and players ask media members these types of questions back. Like, do you know what it's like to play playoff baseball?
Yeah.
Do you know how hard it is to hit these baseball? You know, it reminds me of Greg Doyle. You know Greg Doyle? I don't know who he writes for now. It used to be CBS Sports. But did you see the post-game interaction between him and Pascal Siakam the other day?
No.
He asked Pascal Siakam, Well, I should say this. Pascal Siakam, in response to another question, said, yeah, they just played harder than us, talking about the Knicks. And then Doyle goes, well, why do you think they played harder than you? And Siakam's basically like, what do you mean? You saw it. Like, they just played harder than us. Like, who is this guy? What's your name, bro? You know, and tried to make Doyle like feel like a dumbass, but he might have very well been a dumbass because he was probing and probing. Well, how can you say like they played harder than you? How is that even possible?
Because Doyle was in Indianapolis for a long time. I think with Doyle, it's a little bit different because I think he either in the relentlessness with which he asks questions or just the way he frames sometimes, he does get underneath people's skin.
Oh, nothing but press buttons. Yeah.
I've tried to role play with that before, and I thought, if he's interviewing me, I would be on the petty cast at some point. I'm like, all right, dude, where are you getting to with that? So Tim Corbin answered that question from that reporter who just couldn't have sounded more polite. I felt like he treated her like she was Tim Doyle or something. But I celebrate the raw emotion.
Yeah.
More baseball.
Yes.
Coastal Carolina coach Kevin Schnall was Coastal Carolina was hosting the tournament and their regional. And the Kevin O'Sullivan, the coach of Florida, apparently, because his game was rescheduled, was just ripping into the grounds crew, the coordinators on site, all of these people, these Coastal Carolina employees who are helping run the tournament. Kevin Schnall felt the need to really stick up for those guys in his press conference.
It's not okay. And this needs to be brought up. Absolutely disrespectful. As a coach, it's our job to mentor young kids. And the way he treated the two site reps, the way he treated our associate AD, the way he treated our field crew is absolutely unacceptable. And I'm really, that's what I'm most disappointed about. This is a national champion coach who thinks he can come in here and try to bully people around. Disappointed. Disappointed somebody that a lot of coaches look up to. For him to act that way, really disappointed.
Yeah, just the big
He's spot
old,
on, man. I'm sure you saw the video. I'm glad you brought this up because Kevin O'Sullivan, was, for like 30 seconds in this video, was just ripping the on-site field manager to shreds. And I was watching less of O'Sullivan and more of the on-site manager because at one point the on-site manager puts both hands on his hips and it kind of leans one way and is like, yeah, when are you going to shut up, old man? You know, like, let's move this along. I mean, he was arguing with this guy like he was a home plate umpire arguing balls and strikes. Was just relentless.
Those, I saw in some of the replies people pointing out, like, you know, those site managers can be kind of pains in the ass. It's sticking up for Kevin O'Sullivan, originally from downstate New York, if I remember correctly. So that makes sense. There's anywhere in the New York City region or what have you. He was playing out the stereotype, like he thought he was arguing with a taxi driver or something.
Yeah, exactly. It was a great video though. College baseball this time of year is very, very exciting. All right, that's PettyCast, Sports Radio 610. Sean Bajani in for Sean Pendergast, along with Seth Payne. Coming up next, speaking of Petty, we've got to discuss Deion Sanders, who recently addressed all of the pre-draft hit pieces on his son, Shador, that he was subject to. We'll have that for you next at Sports Radio 610.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.